Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, to talk to you about Genesis 22:18, where the Bible reads, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." This is God speaking to Abraham, telling him that in his seed, all nations of the earth will be blessed. This is one of many promises made to Abraham throughout Genesis. Obviously, the most famous in Genesis 12:1-3. Again, in Genesis 15, here in Genesis 22, and throughout Genesis to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, these promises are made, and there's often the mention of Abraham's seed being blessed, and this is very important, the seed that's being blessed and that's being a blessing, okay? Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verse 8, "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed." But listen to verse 16. "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." So the Bible's very clear that when it says Abraham and his seed, it's singular, and it's referring to Jesus Christ. That is the seed in whom all nations of the earth will be blessed. This is very important because the question could come up, are all nations blessed through the Israeli people? You know, the physical descendants, supposedly, of Abraham? Is that where the blessing is? Or is the blessing in Jesus Christ, the seed, singular, which is Christ? Let me show you what the modern versions have done to these verses in Genesis. I'm going to use Genesis 22:18 as an example, but we could look at many other promises where the new versions have done the same thing, okay? Listen to the New Living Translation, which is, by the way, like the fifth most popular Bible in America. New Living Translation, "And through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you've obeyed me." Now look, Paul in Galatians specifically said, it's not seeds, plural, it's seed. They make it plural in the New Living Translation by saying, through your descendants. Then listen to how they translate Galatians 3:16 in the New Testament. "God gave the promises to Abraham and his child." And notice that the scripture doesn't say to his children as if it meant many descendants. Rather, it says to his child, and that, of course, means Christ. But then you go back in the New Living Translation, it doesn't say child, it says descendants. So what you have is this ridiculous contradiction in the New Living Translation, where in Genesis, it says, the promise is for you and your descendants. In your descendants, they'll all be blessed. And then in Galatians 3, it's like, all right, it's not like you meant descendants. So it's just nonsense what they've done here. Listen to what the NET says. And this is the Bible that James White had in his hand during the time that I interviewed him back in 2013 for our film New World Order Bible Versions. NET says this: "Because you have obeyed me, all the nations of the earth will pronounce blessings on one another using the name of your descendants." So again, Christ becomes not the seed. It becomes, no, it's the descendants. It's the Israelis. It's not the seed, Christ. It's the seeds. It's the descendants. Totally gets it wrong. But then the NET in the New Testament says, "Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his descendant." Plural. Scripture does not say, "and to the descendants," referring to many, but "to your descendant," referring to one who is Christ. But then when we look up the scriptures in Genesis, it says descendants. So it has the same type of ridiculous contradiction as the New Living. Now, what the ESV and the NIV do is not as bad, but it is still wrong, because what they have is, "In your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Now, the word offspring can be either singular or plural, but that ruins the Apostle Paul's point. So still, the ESV and the NIV are totally wrong here, because offspring can either mean singular or plural. "And in your offspring shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because you've obeyed my voice." But then when you get to the New Testament, here's what the ESV does. "Now, the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring." It does not say, "and to your offsprings," referring to many, but to one, "and to your offspring," who is Christ, which is, of course, a weird use of the word offsprings. there. And then the NIV in the New Testament says the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say unto seeds, meaning many people, but to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ, except that in the NIV, when you go back, it doesn't say anything about seed or seeds. It says offspring. So the New Living Translation and the NET are just ridiculously wrong to the point of being complete nonsense. And then the ESV and the NIV are wrong, not as deplorable as the other two, but still a bad translation. So let's look at the original Hebrew text here and show how they're totally wrong. And the King James is, of course, totally right. So let's break this down word by word. We've got here, v'hit barahu. Now, this V at the beginning is the word and. Okay, and is just this letter V at the beginning. And then hit barahu is the verb for bless, which is basically these three letters, because all Hebrew verbs are, or almost all Hebrew verbs are made up of these three-letter roots. So these are our three letters that identify what verb we're dealing with. Barach, we've got the bet, resh, kaf. So this form of the verb is called the hit pael form of the verb, which is either passive or reflexive. It's not always reflexive. It is often passive. Okay, in this case, it's a passive form. So we have our hit pael. So we have the hit prefix right here at the beginning. Then we have the three-letter root. And then we have this u on the end, which is identifying it as third person plural. Okay, so this is basically the being blessed, the shall be blessed. Okay, and shall be blessed. And then this right here is the operative word here from the word seed, which is zera. Okay, and the word zera, which means seed, is not an obscure word. This, in fact, anybody who's studied any Hebrew at all, this is one of the first words you learn. Like, this would be taught in the first semester of any Hebrew class in America. Anybody who studied biblical Hebrew is going to run into the word zera right away. And of course, it is singular, just as the Apostle Paul said, thy seed. Okay, and then this right here, ha, is the ending that makes it thy seed. So b means in, okay? So this is the part that means in, just that first letter, b. And then we have our three-letter root here, zera, which means seed. And then we have the ha ending, which makes it thy seed, okay? So v'zaraha, so he said, and shall be blessed, right? V'het barahu, v'zaraha, in thy seed, kol goye ha'aretz. Now, most people have heard the word goy or goyim. That means nations, okay? Goyim means nations, but because it's in the construct state, nations of the earth, it becomes goye, which means the nations of ha'aretz, the earth, okay? So, and shall be blessed in thy seed all nations of the earth. And then these two words go together to mean because. Ekev asher, because, ekev asher, shamata bekoli. So shamata means you heard or hearkened or listened, or in this case, obeyed. Okay, so shema means listen, hear, hearken, obey. And then bakoli, again, we have the b prefix, just like up here, which means in, at, on, with. And then kol means voice. And then the e ending is my voice. Bakoli means at my voice. Bakoli. So shamata bakoli means like you hearkened at my voice. So what he's saying there is you obeyed my voice. Okay. So ekev asher shamata bakoli means because you obeyed my voice. Okay. And so what is he going to do? Because Abraham obeyed his voice is that basically in his seed, Bazaracha, in his seed, right? All the nations, kol goyei haaretz, all the nations of the earth. And then this is that they're going to be blessed, right? Hit barachu. So it's very clear here what's being, the King James is translating this very literally. And we clearly have the word for seed right here, zera, one of the most basic vocabulary words in Hebrew. It's clearly singular, okay? Because if it were plural, you'd have to add a yud here, okay? And in fact, let me just write that out so that you can see what it would look like. If it were plural, okay, you'd have to add a letter here, okay? And then it would end up getting pointed a little bit differently. Okay, and it would be vizaraecha, okay? Vizaraecha versus vizaracha. So it has an extra letter here in the original. If it would be plural, it would have this extra letter here, the yod. And it doesn't because it's singular, just like we see, just like the Apostle Paul said. So why are these modern versions like the NET and the New Living Translation translating this as plural when it's clearly singular? Why are they saying descendant or offspring? Why not use the literal word seed, since that's what Paul is going to use in the New Testament when he quotes this? They're introducing contradiction, confusion. You say, well, they're just making it easier to understand. You know, he meant descendants. That's what you think he meant. But you are taking away the most important meaning, which is the prophecy of Jesus Christ. I mean, look, all nations aren't blessed by the Israelis. All nations are blessed by Jesus. This is an important doctrinal point because there are a lot of people out there who worship Israel and they think that the blessing is found in those people over there. I've even heard pastors bring up Genesis chapter 12 and say, oh, you know, when he says in thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed, what he's saying is that anybody who blesses the nation of Israel in the 21st century is going to be blessed. So we can all get a blessing through Israel by sending money to Israel and politically supporting Israel and whatever. Folks, no. The blessing is in Jesus. It's not in the physical seed of Abraham. It's in the spiritual seed of Abraham. So here I've just thrown it on the board in Greek as well, Galatians chapter 3:16, so that you can see how clear this is. To that Avraham erithisan e epangelia ke to spermati aftu ulei ke ti spermasin os epipolon al os ephenos ke to spermatisu os esti Christos. So just super fast here, the and or but, to Avraham, to Abraham, erithisan, were spoken, e epangelia, the promises, ke to spermati aftu, and to his seed, spermati. Now, you can probably tell, even if you don't know any Greek, what this word means, to sperma. To sperma means the seed. It's where we get our English word sperm. And so, to spermati aftu is singular. Ulei, he does not say, ulei ketis spermasin, and to your seeds, this is plural, right? So singular is to spermati, plural is tis spermasin, os epi polon, as in many, polon, like polygamy, polytheistic, right? Poly means many. So os epi polon, as in many, al, but, os ephenos, as in one, enos, sort of like uno, ena is Greek for one, like the Spanish word uno, ena, enos, one, ke to spermatisu, and to your seed, singular, spermatisu, os esti Christos, which is Christ, okay? This is a doctrinal issue. It's going to affect the way that people read the book of Genesis and understand important passages like Genesis 12, Genesis 15, Genesis 22. These important passages, you know, who were the promises given to? Abraham and his descendants, or Abraham and his seed, singular, which is Christ? The King James is the one that comes through crystal clear in both Old and New Testaments, the new versions, whether it be the NET and the NLT, which are the worst, or the ESV and the NIV, they muddle this up and make it confusion. God bless you. Have a great day.